I miss the old days when we could get away, when we could kick it. I miss the old days. I miss the old days. Yeah.
Morning, DMV. You are tuned into the Kickback with me, your host, Amy B. Frazier. We're live at Dragon Radio, Howard Community College. I have with me this brother, Stunner Lorenzana.
Hello, how you doing? How you doing? Pretty good.
So, where are you from?
So I am from Silver Spring, Maryland. Well, my parents, they're from El Salvador and Guatemala. They were born, you know, over there, and they immigrated to this country. I was born in D.C., but I was raised mostly in Silver Spring and Montgomery County. Yeah.
So there's not a lot of people in the rap industry with your ethnic background. Mm-hmm. Why do you feel that is the case?
I'm not sure, but, well, I want to say that there's not a lot of people, but I'm just maybe...
Household names.
Yeah, maybe it's, they're not, they don't have as much exposure.
Mm-hmm.
For whatever reason, I don't know. I know that in Hispanic culture, our parents and the older generation, they're real conservative. So, like, music with, like, you know, that, like, this type of maybe content or whatever, they kind of don't understand it.
Mm-hmm.
So, they kind of, like, I don't know if they slander it, but you know what I mean? They don't understand it.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's the reason why, like, for example, me, when I was coming up and I was thinking about rapping and getting into music and stuff like that, like, my parents, they didn't understand it. They didn't want me to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But now, you know, as I've gotten more into it, they kind of see where I'm coming from and they kind of see that I take it serious.
Mm-hmm.
So they support it a little bit more.
Do they listen to your music?
Yeah, they don't really understand it. they don't really understand it. I mean, they speak, you know, English. They speak decent English, but they just don't understand, you know, like the new slang that we use mm-hmm. like now out here. But yeah, you know, so I think maybe that's a reason. I mean, that's mainly one of the only reasons that I can think of. I mean, but there's a lot of Latino rappers coming
yes.
up right now.
Yeah.
You know.
And I feel like they have a lot of support.
Yeah,
they might
sure.
not have following on social media, but yeah. when it comes to those YouTube videos, yeah. they got everybody supporting and watching.
Yeah, I know. So it's pretty dope. I mean, Big Pun was probably the most, I guess, mainstream because he actually won a Grammy. He was
mm-hmm.
the first, like, Latino rapper to win a Grammy. So I mean, that's like a goal that I'm reaching forward to, also, you know, want to become one of the few Latinos to actually be able to win a Grammy for rap or hip hop.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I mean, there's so many other rappers now coming up. Cap G from Atlanta, like, he's probably one of the rappers or artists coming up that, you know, kind of is becoming more of a household name.
Mm-hmm.
And there's so many more coming up,
mm-hmm.
even in this area.
Do you consider yourself Black?
Nah, I'm Latino.
Yeah, I know, but I'm saying, like, some people define that as all one thing. Like, anything that's not white is Black.
I mean, I consider myself urban.
Okay.
Like, I'm part of the urban culture. Yeah, but, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I grew up with, like, in where I grew up in Silver Spring,
mm-hmm.
I mean, I grew up with people from walks of all life.
Mm-hmm.
People that were broke, people that had money. So I was exposed to everything. And I grew, like, friends that I grew up with, like, good friends that are from my childhood, they're Jamaican, Hispanic,
mm-hmm.
African, I mean, everywhere. So I don't know. I mean, I guess I would just consider myself urban. Yeah.
Okay. That
yeah.
sounds good.
Yeah.
All right. So we're going to get into this segment. It's called With It or Quit It.
Okay.
I don't know if you're familiar with it. If you watched, you probably know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to give you a statement or question. I need you to tell me if you're with it. That means you agree or quit it. Like, you, no, I don't really agree with this.
Okay.
All right, so we'll get right into it. All right, why can't we all just get along? We might as well start respecting each other. It's starting to annoy the mess out of me. People, we are all people. Same beginning, just a different ending.
Mm-hmm.
With it or quit it?
Definitely with it.
Okay.
Definitely with it. I'm all about diversity.
Mm-hmm.
I'm all about open-mindedness and being tolerant. Like, I support that 100%. You know, I hate people that are closed-minded.
Mm.
Hate people that judge people based on what they look like. So, I'm definitely with it.
Why do you feel like we're not so together? Why do you feel like everything's so divided?
Well, I mean, the main reason right now is because of politics, you know, because of the whole Trump campaign. Just because of his whole campaign, I feel it's just built on, like, more so, like, publicity, but in a mm-hmm. negative way.
Yeah.
So, like, I don't know if he really feels that way about, you know, like, the, like, Muslim immigrants, or if he feels like that way about, you know, like African Americans or Hispanics building the wall.
Exactly.
But it's just all negative vibes that he's like bringing to the country, basically. Yeah, so you know, that's a main reason why I feel like everything looks so divided. But in reality, like,
you don't feel like it's that way?
I don't feel like it's that way. Okay. Especially like in areas like out here, where again, like, people live together, they work together at all races and stuff like that. So I don't feel like it's like that. Maybe in middle America and stuff like that, where, you know, unfortunately stuff is still pretty segregated, it might be like that. Mm-hmm. But not, you know, in the main big cities. So gotcha. Yeah, but I'm definitely with it.
Okay, sounds good. All right, so this next one. I go to church every Sunday, but I'm starting to believe that God must love watching us suffer. Mm-hmm. There's so much war, separation, confusion, and hatred in this world, and God is not doing anything. But we have to worship him and believe that he exists. With it or quit it?
I'm with it.
Okay.
Yeah, I definitely believe in that. You know, everybody goes through trials and tribulations. I've definitely gone through some myself, and you know, there's always going to be times where you always question, why is this going on, why is that going on? But you know, growing up, you know, I went to church because of my parents, and I definitely, you know, believe in God.
So you believe that God enjoys watching us suffer?
I don't believe that he enjoys watching us suffer. Okay. But I believe that there's a reason why things happen. So you just have to have faith and have hope that for whatever reason suffering goes on, there's a bigger reason why.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I'm with it, but I definitely understand why people feel that way.
So what was it like growing up for you?
Well, growing up for me, I mean, you know, my parents, you know, they came to this country with nothing. When I was a kid, you know, we lived in Langley Park, Maryland, like when I was like a baby growing up. That's probably like, it's like a like the hub for immigrants. Like,
yeah.
It's in Prince George's County. But then, like, you know, my dad, he was a hard worker. He realized that if he wanted me to kind of stay out of trouble and stuff like that, I had to move to, like, a little better area.
Yeah.
So that's why, like, growing up, like, once I started getting into school and stuff like that, we moved to Silver Spring, which is, it's just a more, like, chill, like, suburb.
From D.C.?
Yeah, compared to D.C. Yeah. Or compared to, like, Langley Park and Hyattsville, which is in P.G. County. I mean, my parents did what they had to do. I mean, I seen them work endless hours.
Mm-hmm.
I never lacked anything, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
We always had a place to sleep in. We always had food.
Mm-hmm.
Like, my childhood, I grew up playing soccer. That was, like, my first love.
So why not be a soccer player?
I mean, that's what I wanted to do originally, like, when I was up until, like, high school. I don't know. But then, like, I really got into music, and I kind of lost the passion for soccer. So I really got into music and stuff like that. And, yeah, I mean, I guess my passion kind of transitioned from playing soccer to kind of getting into writing raps and performing music and stuff like that.
How did you get there if your parents, you know, don't really listen to rap music?
Mm-hmm.
They don't really get it, so you don't really come from that background. So what made you go the rapping route?
If you're, like, a second-generation immigrant, I feel like you absorb the American culture.
Yeah.
So coming up, like, once, like, I was probably, like, I don't know, maybe 10 years old or stuff like that, I remember, like, going to watch MTV, BET. Like, I grew up, like, looking to Bad Boy, Diddy, Biggie, Rockefeller, Jay-Z, mm-hmm. Cash Money, Lil Wayne. So, like, once I started seeing that on TV, like, every day. And then, you know, my parents, they're at work every day, so I'm watching whatever I want. That's just, like, it just started influencing me, you know what I mean? It just started influencing me. In my household, there was always, like Spanish music, and it's still always going to be there because it's a part of my culture as well. But it's like that American culture overtook it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It overtook it. Like, it's just like the Latino
music. Powerful, man. It sweep you up, so don't you come here.
Yeah, the Latino music and everything from my parents' country, you know, it was cool, but that's not what I wanted to hear.
So we're not going to hear that on any of your songs? Or you going to add a little combination?
Yeah, I mean, I've definitely kind of tried to take from the Latino culture and as far as putting it in my songs, maybe not completely, especially like not on the music that I've been working on now. But definitely, like, in the future, I definitely want to incorporate that.
Okay.
And show, you know, show people that I am Latino, and even though, you know,
yes,
I
am doing proud, rap, man.
Yeah, for sure.
That's what's up.
For sure.
All right, so this last one. Why do girls think a guy has to pay for everything? Mm-hmm. I mean, dang, we aren't just earning money for y'all to spend. The same girls don't like broke guys. We don't like broke girls. With it or quit it? Do you agree that guys should pay for everything, or do you think women should come out their pocket sometimes?
I don't agree that guys should pay for everything. I mean, I think that, I mean, if you're a gentleman, you know what I mean, then you definitely should do your part.
Okay.
If you're a gentleman, you should definitely do your part. But, I mean, if you're, like, in a relationship with somebody and y'all kind of building, like, a bond, then, you know, y'all are going to, like, establish something where each one of you is going to do your part.
So you believe 50-50?
Yeah, well, eventually, you know what I mean?
Okay.
But
you start off, yeah, you show the girl.
Yeah, but when you start off, you want to show that, you know, you're able to be a provider. Mm-hmm. And even, like, even when you do get, if you do get in a relationship, you still, the guy still has to try to maintain to be the provider, but not saying, like, he's going to be the sole provider, but he's, like, in my opinion, I think a guy should always, like, establish himself as a provider.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Are you dating?
No. Right now, I'm currently single.
Okay.
Yeah, currently single, yeah.
So, have you ever thought about how you would balance your career and being with a girl? Especially with having to tour and traveling, that kind of thing?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, it's been kind of tough, like, relationship-wise. There's not many girls that kind of understand it. It's been kind of tough as far as, like, in the dating scene. But I guess, like, in my opinion, when I meet the right one, like, she's able to understand everything I'm trying to do and how serious I take it, then I don't see there being a problem of being able to work everything out.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's what's up.
For sure.
All right, so we're going to get into a little bit of rap trivia. So let's see what you know
about
this industry. You said you've been watching it. You wasn't supposed to. Like, your parents wasn't home.
Yeah.
So we'll see what you know.
Okay.
All right, who was not on XXL's Freshman 10 of 2011? Kendrick Lamar, Meek Mill, Yella Wolf, Big Sean, Mac Miller, or Lil B? That's kind of hard.
I want to say, I think it's either Meek or Kendrick. I'm going to go with Meek.
It was Big Sean.
It was Big Sean?
It was Big Sean.
Okay.
Yeah.
Damn.
It's all good.
2011,
yeah. Man. This cop killer rapper later went on to play a detective on the television show Law & Order, Special Victims Unit.
That's Ice-T.
I hear that. Look, I didn't even have to list the people. You say, I know who that is. All right, who is the legendary Memphis rap group that won an Academy Award for Best Original Song in 2006?
3-6 Mafia.
Yeah, my man. See, look.
I'm serious with it.
I see.
Yeah.
He's serious about this rap game.
I'm serious with it.
All right, let's see. What's this next question? Nas and Lauryn Hill did what song together?
Five Rule the World.
Yes, my man's. All right, what was the name of Jay-Z's first album?
Reasonable Doubt.
I love this, man. See, you about what you say. You about this rap game.
Yeah.
I hear that. Which one of these artists was not born in Atlanta?
Mm-hmm.
Waka Flocka, Gucci Mane, 2 Chainz, Young Thug, or Lil Yachty?
Not born in Atlanta?
Not born in Atlanta.
Waka.
Okay.
And I think Gucci Mane was born in South Carolina.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. You right. Head on.
Yeah.
All right. Which one of these is not a real rapper?
Mm-hmm.
Nipsey Hussle, Lil Poopy, Lil Eskimo, or Big Baby? Oh, Big Baby does real music. Big Baby Drum.
So Big Baby Drum, Nipsey Hussle, Lil Poopy, and Lil Eskimo?
Yeah.
Lil Eskimo. I heard a little poopy.
I thought you was going to get tripped up on that one. All right, let's see. That's it for that one.
All right.
That sounds good. You did that. Look, you didn't spend through. I ain't even have to give you the list.
Yeah.
I love it, man.
I'm a student of the game.
I hear that.
Yeah,
a lot more people need to do that because a lot of these rap dudes don't know half of anything. I mean, even I'm still learning about my rap.
Yeah.
So, but at least you know what you're doing.
Yeah. I mean, the thing about me is, like, I'm a little bit older. I'm not gonna say how old, but I'm a little bit older. So I look kind of young. So you know what I'm saying. So I feel like I'm kind of a young OG because I'm a little bit older than you know most of the young cats coming up. Mm-hmm. So I kind of know more about at least as far as the history of the rap and
everything. That's important. Yeah, that's really, really important.
For sure.
All right, so we want to take a little break. And we're going to listen to your song.
Okay, okay.
So what song are we listening to? What is it called?
Okay, so this record is called The Old Days. So this is a record that I have with a singer, well, featuring on the record. Her name is Ava Havanka. She's from the DMV area as well. She helped me with the chorus. I wrote the record, but, you know, she helped me sing the chorus and put her touch on it. It's a dope song. I really like it. It's one of my favorite records. It's gonna be featured on my upcoming project, which is called The Silver City Surfer. I mean, that title comes from like me being from Silver Spring. Like we kind of nicknamed it now Silver City. So that's gonna be the title of the project. And this record is dope because it's just basically talks about reminiscing about the old days, like before the internet was here. I literally, you know, used to be with my little sister at home because, again, my parents would be working out all the time, so I would have to be taking care of her.
Yeah.
And just talks about just coming up, like, just being with her, like, being in school and stuff like that. And it's just pretty dope. It's kind of nostalgic. Yeah, so it's pretty tight.
All right, so we're going to check that out.
All right, cool, cool.
I miss the old days when we could get away, when we could kick it. I miss the old days. I miss the old days. Yeah. I miss the old days when we could get away, when we could kick it and just chill on a Saturday. I miss the old days before the internet. Yeah.
Still tune into the Kickback at Dragon Radio. I am Diamond B. Frazier, and I have with me Stunna Lorenzana.
Hello, hello.
All right, so we was all up in your Twitter, peeping your tweets.
Okay, okay.
So, of course, this segment is called Peep That Tweet.
Okay.
So I'm going to ask you about a couple of things you tweet about. I just want you to tell me a little something about it.
Okay, okay.
All right, so this first one, I just want to make a difference before I die. What difference is that? What you trying to change?
Me, I'm just trying to inspire. I'm trying to inspire, uplift the youth and do that like before I die, you know? So I feel like if you can inspire, if you can, whether it be one person or 20,000 people, then that's making a difference. That's making a change.
Mm-hmm.
So I would like to do that, you know, before.
So what is your message to the world?
My message to the world is just to remain positive, be the best person that you can be. And again, just try to uplift or give back any way you can. I've always been like a humble, thankful person because you never know who else, like what other people are going through. I feel like everybody goes through things, but I feel like there's always other people that have it worse. So you should always be thankful for what you have because things could be worse. And just always be positive and always just try to be the best person you can be.
I hear that.
Yeah.
All right, so I think hip-hop got to go back to teach artists sounding more original and no more of everyone riding the same wave.
Yeah.
So you think there's no originality?
Yeah, definitely. I would say that right now hip-hop music sounds real like manufactured and saturated.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everybody likes that 808 trap sound, which I love it as well, especially when you're out in the club.
Yeah.
But I think that people should try to, like, take from that, but you know, make your own spin off of that, or just try to do different things in general. You know, not every song has to sound like that. I feel like in the 90s to the like early 2000s, what made artists great was because every artist that was coming out sounded different from each other.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you heard like a Biggie or a Nas, Jay-Z, Eminem, a Nelly, all these artists, Ludacris, they were all sounding different.
Yes.
And that's why I loved, like, each artist, because I was like, yo, like, this dude has a different sound from this dude, and that's what would intrigue me to listen to them. But now I feel like, you know, I mean, Atlanta has the music scene right now, which is obvious, and that's dope, and I love, like, down south music, and I love that, but I feel like people should take chances and just try to, you know, expand. Whether you're from Atlanta or whether you're out of the area, try to expand, and even from where the region that you're from, try to incorporate that into your music. You know, if you're from New York, you know, try not to sound like you're from Atlanta just because it's gonna get you a record deal or it's gonna get you played in the clubs. You know, try to take, you know, from your surroundings and input that into your music, and that's what I'm trying to do.
So you don't think it's our fault, meaning the listeners, the reason why we've been stuck in this non-originality era?
Yeah.
Because we're the people that's requesting what we want to hear on the radio, and, you know, that kind of thing. So I think, like you said, people may be wanting to do their own thing, but they want to get on quick.
Yeah.
So who is the reason why we've been, like, stuck?
I definitely think it's the people's fault, but also I definitely think it's because of like the internet and social media. It's like we're letting that take over our life, especially like the millennials. Like, this is how we came up, this is how we grew up, you know, this is all we know now.
Exactly.
So we're letting it, like, kind of brainwash us. And, like, it's up to us, especially like the youth, to kind of like question everything and think outside the box, you know what I mean? Because if you, like, especially now, it's like everything's a popularity contest. Everybody wants to be popping on social media and stuff like that. But if you don't, like, think outside the box and kind of not and question everything and not allow yourself to get brainwashed, then you would expand your mind and realize that, you know, you gotta try to sound different if you're doing music. You gotta, if you want longevity, like, this wave is not gonna, like, waves come and go, especially like in the music industry. So yeah, so it's our fault, but at the same time it's our fault because of the time that we're growing up in.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So a couple of years ago, you said one thing that you need to work on is being more positive. And so today you're definitely putting out there, like, positivity, uplift your people. So what happened, you know, 2 years ago where you felt like you just had negative thoughts in your mind?
Well, I mean, I've been through a lot of things. Like, a couple of years ago, my girlfriend, she passed away when I was with her. So, you know, that was definitely like a hard time. After that happened, obviously it's kind of hard to, like, you know, kind of get over something like that, but
definitely.
Yeah, but I feel like I've been able to become more positive just because of, like, I know that, you know, even like when we were together, she was a very positive person. So, like, I feel like all that rubbed up on me, and then I feel like, you know, like, that has helped me to kind of overcome everything and, you know, like, just be a positive person in general. Back from before that, I feel like I was like more worried, again, like, on social media about trying to, like, get popping, or why am I, like, not in the position where I want to be at, always complaining and stuff like that. So, like, now I feel like I'm not really focused on that. I'm just focused on, like, I have tunnel vision. Like, I'm trying to reach a goal, and I'm gonna get there, and I already know I'm gonna get there. It's just gonna, you know, take some time.
Yeah, definitely. So not long after that, you say you're not going to stop until you're self-employed.
Yeah.
So how long you think that's going to be?
I think it's going to be like within this year.
Yes. It's everybody.
Yeah. So, you know, I mean, obviously, like, as far as like a musician and an artist, I would love to do this full time and be able to, you know, not have to have any other source of income. But, you know, coming up, especially like these last couple of years where I kind of been trying to get into the music game, I've always kind of had, you know, like a 9-to-5 job.
Yeah.
But like this year, I feel like, you know, stuff is going good, moving along as far as with shows and stuff like that. I can kind of see myself finding a way to create income and be able to do this in a more full-time manner and eventually being self-employed.
I hear that. Yeah. So what's your ultimate goal with rapping?
My ultimate goal is just to become one of the greats within in the rap and hip hop game, but also just give back to my community and just be able to help people. I think I want to, like, doing music and being able to, like, inspire or motivate people, especially when people reach out to me on Twitter or Instagram or whatever, and they're like, yo, I like this song. I really connected with it, especially when the young kids that are, like, in high school and stuff like that.
Those are the ones that be listening.
Yeah, they be like, yo, Stun, I really like this song. I like this lyric and stuff like that. And I be like, damn, I didn't even know I had this type of influence on young kids like that. More so, I think my goal has been from just becoming, like, you know, a great rapper and being able to live this rap lifestyle, to more so, like, just giving back to my community and helping out and just trying to make a difference.
So when you get your, because I'm saying when, I'm speaking this to existence, when you get your first big check, what are you doing with it?
When I get my first big check, I'm buying my mom a house.
Yes.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Buy my family a crib and then go from there.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
So you have any shows coming up or?
Yeah, for sure. Well, actually, this past weekend, we had a pretty dope event. It was in PG County. I'm in the DMV. It was called the Before the Wave Concert. So this event, I kind of put it together with another production company called La Conecta, which is a Spanish hip hop company. And so what we did is, like, get about 8 to 10 local artists, and we give them, like, the platform to perform and invite their fan base or their friends to come out and show them and stuff like that. So that was this past weekend, and it was a dope event. I mean, so many people came out. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I was hosting the event. So while I was hosting, I let everybody know. I was like, you know, in the DMV, a lot of people say that there's not a lot of unity and there's always everybody hating on each other and stuff like that. But I mean, honestly, this past weekend with what I saw, I was like, I mean, if people come together and seeing that people did come together. So I think everything is, like, especially in the DMV area, is going, you know, for the positive.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what's up.
Yeah. And then I do also have another show coming up in March. It's a showcase. I guess it's like a TV show. It's called Who Got Next TV.
Yeah.
I guess it's ran by Tone P, which is a producer that has worked with Wale. That's going to be in the Baltimore area. And it's kind of like a competition to see who kind of wins. And I think you get, like, a record deal.
Wow.
Or studio time. I'm not quite sure the exact grand prize or whatever. But yeah, but that's going to be in the beginning of March. So okay. I'm definitely excited for that.
Look out for you for that. Mm-hmm. So where can we follow you on social media, find out your next music, that kind of thing?
So everything on social media is Stunna Lorenzana. That's S-T-U-N-N-A-L-O-R-E-N-Z-A-N-A. I know my last name is hard to pronounce. Nobody can pronounce it. Like, ever since I was in school, everybody messes it up. So it's all good. everything, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube. I have my website. Definitely, you know, make sure you check out my website, because that's where everything is. That's www.stunnalorenzana.com. And yeah, I mean, I'm on all social media platforms as much as possible. Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. Those are, like, the three most. As far as YouTube, I have a new video coming up. I would probably say either this month or next. Mm-hmm. It's going to be kind of like the first visual from the new project that I'm releasing called The Silver City Surfer. So that's coming up soon. And then I will be releasing that project probably in the springtime. I'm going to release it, like, on all digital platforms, Apple Music, Spotify, iTunes, everything like that.
We're so doing big things.
Yeah, so you can make sure you can purchase that. And yeah, I mean, oh yeah, and make sure, you know, you listen to all my past tracks on my SoundCloud. I appreciate everybody, you know, going to my SoundCloud, checking out the music for sure.
Well, yes. Thank you for stopping by to Kickback DMV.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it.
That was Stunna Lorenzana. Catch y'all next week. Kickback DMV.